It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. National Weather Service says plenty of rain on the way in these next few days. In fact, flood watch is in effect from tomorrow through Saturday and even into the early part of Sunday. And the latest and up-to-datest from the Weather Service is that a significant weather event, a severe weather event, will unfold on Wednesday as a strong cold front pushes into central Illinois. There's an enhanced risk for severe weather, including damaging wind gusts, large hail, and tornadoes. The primary time frame for severe weather, along and south of I-70, will be from late afternoon through the evening tomorrow. In addition to the storms, southerly winds will gust 45 to 50 miles per hour on Wednesday, and then several rounds of showers and thunderstorms will produce potentially greater than 5 inches of rain along and south of the I-70 corridor from Wednesday afternoon through Saturday night. As a result, many area creeks and streams will experience significant rises and may spill out of their banks. That's the outlook for now. There is expected to be an update from the Weather Service this afternoon, and we'll see what we can glean from that and pass along to you. It's also a cool morning. Don't let the sunshine fool you. We're at 35 degrees, wind chill of 28 right now. We'll double-check that forecast for you at the close of our look at news. It's also Election Day. I'm sure many of you have already exercised your right to vote either early or early today. Polls will be open until 7 this evening across the state of Illinois, so hope you'll cast your vote for the candidates of your choice. We will have all the returns for you tonight on 97.9XFM and 97.9XFM.com. Brian Dust and I will be at the county office building getting you the numbers live as they become available. We'll have them up on the websites at 97.9XFM.com and KJCountry.com as well. Our election night coverage courtesy of Janssen's Heating and Air Conditioning, Effingham Ophthalmology Associates, Barlow Lock and Security, Washington Savings Bank, Team ITS, and First State Bank of Beecher City. We'll look forward to keeping you up to date tonight. And many things to be voted on today. A lot of school board races. There are a number of municipalities that are electing some, if not all, of their officers. And in Altamont, a reminder that they are going to elect a mayor to fill out the final 2 years of that mayoral term that was opened when Dan Millville resigned from that office last year. But Totopolis, Beecher City, Dietrich, Edgewood, Montrose, Shumway, Watson, and Mason all electing their municipal officials. This is not the year when Effingham elects. That'll be in 2027. All township officials are up for grabs today. A lot of school board races and also multi-township assessor districts, the community college districts, park districts. It's a busy election. So even though we're not choosing one of the big offices, as people say, there are a lot of reasons to vote. Polls again open till 7 this evening. Emergency crews were working on a collision that occurred around 7 o'clock this morning out in an area east of Mason, 1300th Street and 300th Avenue, the location. Reportedly, a car ran off the road, hit and snapped a power pole. People were out of the vehicle, but we'll see if we can get you some additional information. Again, that happened about 7 o'clock this morning. Also, Effingham firefighters were out a couple of times last night just trying to double-check to see whether there was any great extent of any damage in those incidents. So we'll pass along information as it becomes available. We'll mention that we got a report on an accident that occurred last Wednesday afternoon in Watson. Two people were injured. That crash happened at 1:50 last Wednesday afternoon on Illinois Route 37 just east of Eastwood Street. According to the Effingham County Sheriff's Office, a vehicle driven by 83-year-old Patricia Miller of Watson was stopped in traffic, waiting to turn left off the highway. 22-year-old Cheyenne Sarver of Effingham was traveling west on Route 37 and failed to reduce speed, rear-ending the Miller vehicle. Sarver was injured and was transported to HSHS St. Anthony's. Miller declined treatment. There were no tickets issued in that incident. The Effingham City Council meets tonight, meeting time 5 o'clock at City Hall. They'll have a public hearing on the proposed operating budget for the city's fiscal year, which begins May 1st. They'll also be discussing a resolution establishing a 5-year capital improvement plan for the city. Also on the agenda, right after that public hearing, the council expected to go into closed session to discuss some matters, then back into open session. They will consider a couple of purchases of property. One is at 107 Austin, one is at 213 Austin. That's for some utility purposes. Also, they will look at a special use permit for 207 West St. Anthony. That's the property that the county is trying to acquire that would be the location for a county morgue and also the coroner's office. They'll also look at an agreement on Milano and Grunlob serving as engineer for the West Airport Road Project. That's the project we've told you about on South Route 45 that would extend Airport Road to the west from Route 45 and open up that area to development. In addition, they'll be looking at a couple of subdivision plats for approval, and then several items are up for discussion at tonight's meeting. And they will be discussing appointment to various city commissions and committees. That's done each year at the start of the fiscal year, which again begins May 1st. So plenty on the plate for the council tonight at 5 at City Hall. We plan to be there and get information on that for you for a story up on the website and, of course, in tomorrow morning's newscasts. And Washington Savings Bank has announced the results of its annual Give a Heart fundraiser, which raised $1,000 to support local heart health initiatives. Generosity by customers, employees, and community members, along with a matching donation by the bank, generated $500 for the Prairie Heart Institute at HSHS St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital in Effingham and $500 for the Sarah Bush Lincoln Heart Center. Throughout February, Washington Savings Bank invited customers to purchase paper hearts with $4 each, with every dollar going directly toward heart health programs. South Central was among the schools that competed in the state proficiency competition for FFA. That competition held at Mount Zion High School. State proficiency is a competition where students first need to win their respective area at the section and district levels to advance to state. These students then interview about their supervised agricultural experience or record book. An FFA member must keep an agriculture-related project and record everything they do with their project in order to qualify for proficiency competitions. And Cage Heestan made it to state with his SAE in beef production. Heestan placed in the top 5 in his category in the state. So congratulations to Cage Heestan from South Central. Let's take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
People say I'm too serious. Those funny ads for car insurance do nothing for me. I like Erie Insurance. It's seriously good. A great rate, legendary service, accident forgiveness. Not one, but 8 reasons to switch. Woohoo! See, I can get as excited as the next guy.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
No regrets.
You'll never regret switching to Erie Insurance, where you'll always be treated fairly. It's easy. J.D. Power ranked us highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience 2 years in a row. So get a quote today.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Erie Insurance. Spring is here. Now's the time to tackle those home improvement projects you've been dreaming of. Forget racking up credit card debt or personal loans. Check out a home equity line of credit or a home equity loan at LLCU. They offer lower interest rates than the standard credit card or loan, and they also offer potential tax advantages. Call LLCU today at 844-222-7788 or visit llcu.org to learn more and apply. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more.
Federally insured by the NCUA. Equal housing lender.
You're Catholic, you're ethical, you're charitable. So are we. Protecting Catholic families since 1882. Trust a Catholic company to protect your Catholic family. Discover what the Knights of Columbus can do for you. Knights of Columbus Insurance, the Shin office, servicing Teutopolis, Newton, Sigel, and the surrounding area. Contact Tyler Shin at 217-821-2484. Discover the difference of doing business with the Knights of Columbus, the Shin office.
A look at deaths on this Tuesday. Beverly Joan Hembry, 85, of Louisville, died early Saturday morning. And it was Beverly Hembry's wishes for cremation, and no public services will be held. And McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville is assisting. James S. or Jim Jones, 74, of Effingham, died on Friday. Funeral services for James S. or Jim Jones will be this Friday morning at 10 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Call there from 4 to 7 Thursday evening. Brian F. Taylor, Sr., 62, of Effingham, died on Saturday. No public services will be held at this time for Brian Taylor. Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting. Tony R. Murphy, 61, of Mattoon, died last Tuesday afternoon. A memorial service will be held at a later date for Tony Murphy. Geesking Funeral Home in Altamont is assisting. Nancy Glosser, 78, of Argenta, died on Saturday night. Funeral services for Nancy Glosser will be this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup, and visitation will be from 5 to 7 Friday evening. Donald E. Haig, 89, of Effingham, died on Sunday. Funeral services for Donald Haig will be this Thursday at 12 noon at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to noon on Thursday. Verna Wynn Titus, 91, of Greenup, died on Saturday morning. And funeral services for Verna Wynn Titus will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup. There will be an hour's visitation from 10 to 11 on Friday morning. And funeral services for 86-year-old Floyd Allen Loy of St. Elmo will be today. That'll be this morning at 11:30 at Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood. Visitation for Floyd Allen Loy will begin at 10 o'clock today. As far as our forecast, we will keep you in mind of a flood watch. It doesn't begin till tomorrow, but boy, is it going to stick around a while. From 1 p.m. tomorrow to 7 a.m. Sunday, a flood watch in effect. Today, beautiful day. Mostly sunny skies, high of 57. Winds from the east at 5 to 15, gusting over 20 miles an hour. Tonight, then, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 50. Winds from the southeast at 15 to 20. They're going to gust over 30 miles an hour. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms mainly after the noon hour, and some of those storms Wednesday could be severe. A high on Wednesday of 73 and breezy, winds from the south at 20 to 25 miles an hour, but they're going to gust close to 50 miles an hour, and we're looking at a half to three-quarters of an inch of rain Wednesday afternoon into the evening hours. Wednesday night, then, showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could be severe, with a low of 52 and winds gusting close to 40 miles an hour. And then rain Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before it finally gives us a break on Sunday. Currently in Effingham, a lot of sunshine. We are at 35 degrees, wind chill of 28. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.